This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky was in the Netherlands Thursday for a surprise visit where he addressed officials at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. He discussed military support for Ukraine in its war with Russia. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
In a speech to officials at the International Criminal Court Thursday, Zelensky echoed calls from European Union officials for the creation of a special tribunal to prosecute Russia for its crime of aggression against Ukraine. Later at a joint news briefing, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte and Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo each pledged unwavering support for Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. In its speech to The Hague, Zelensky reflected on the overwhelming support his nation has received.
What is at the heart of this desire to help? The feeling that more than the fate of one country is at stake. The feeling that more can be achieved than the defeat of one aggressor.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The former head of a far-right extremist group has been convicted of orchestrating a plot for his members to attack the Capitol on January 6th, the AP's Sagar Magani reports.
A jury has found ex-Proud Boys Chief Enrique Tarrio guilty of seditious conspiracy in one of the most serious cases brought after the Capitol riot. Tarrio was not here in Washington on January 6th, but prosecutors said he organized and directed the Proud Boys attack. Defense lawyers said there was no plan to storm the Capitol or stop Congress from certifying Joe Biden's White House win. One of Tarrio's lawyers says the blame instead rests with Donald Trump for inciting the attack. The verdict's a major milestone for the Justice Department, which has now secured seditious conspiracy convictions against leaders of two major extremist groups. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on that story or any of those we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The battle for control of Sudan continued Thursday as the warring factions appeared to ignore another ceasefire agreement. Black smoke rose from buildings in the capital, Khartoum, following airstrikes and artillery fire by the Sudanese army. Fierce fighting could be heard in Khartoum as the army tried to push back the paramilitary rapid support forces from areas around the presidential palace and army headquarters. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday marked World Press Freedom Day by drawing attention to detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken joined United Nations senior leaders and others in saying that freedom of the press is under attack across the globe. At the United Nations, Secretary General Antonio Guterres had this message on World Press Freedom Day. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Pakistan's foreign minister arrived in India's coastal state of Goa on Thursday to attend a meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, the SCO, in what will be the first visit by a top Pakistani government official to India in nearly a decade. Foreign Minister Bilawal Bhutto Zardari is the son of assassinated former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto and a former President Asif Ali Zardari. The SCO is an 8-member political and security bloc that includes Russia and China.
Looking forward to a verdict today? Looking forward to a verdict.
Singer Ed Sheeran returned to a New York courthouse Thursday to attend a trial in which he's accused of violating copyright. The English singer denies allegations that his hit song, Thinking Out Loud, ripped off Marvin Gaye's soul classic, Let's Get It On. Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate were greeted by crowds outside the Dog and Duck Pub in the heart of London's nighttime economy before heading inside to meet regulars, publicans, and business owners. The Prince and Princess of Wales took a trip to the pub by tube on Thursday and told locals that preparations are still being nailed down for his father, King Charles III's coronation, the most significant royal event in a generation. King Charles will be crowned at Westminster Abbey on Saturday in a ceremony dating back some 1,000 years. Diane Roberts.